This week's Grammar Girl podcast is sponsored by Betterment, which offers users an easy way to invest. Listen for more details at the end about how you can get a $25 bonus for signing up at betterment.com/grammargirl. Grammar Girl here. Last year, I heard on NPR that the Museum of Modern Art had acquired the at symbol for its Department of Architecture and Design collection. And that got me interested in the origin of the symbol. Every source I found seemed to have a different date for the origin of the at symbol. So I'm not going to commit to a certain date. Let's just say it was a long time ago, at least in the Middle Ages. Many sources, including the Ask Oxford website and a book called Letter by Letter, an Alphabetical Miscellany, reported that the at symbol comes from shorthand for the Latin word ad, A-D, which means to, toward, or at. Scribes used it to list prices on invoices and accounting sheets, as in 12 eggs at 1 pence per egg. The at symbol, by the way, is more formally known in English as the commercial at, presumably because of its original use in commerce. It has various names in other languages, and one of my favorites is Italian, in which it's playfully called the snail. Longtime listeners or people who have my books will know that in my example sentences, I like to use a character called Squiggly, who's a snail. I've also seen the at called a strudel or a cinnamon roll, which are both cute because it is kind of shaped like a rolled-up pastry. Describing how we get from the Latin word ad to the at symbol, Michael Quinion explains on his website, Worldwide Words, that when the symbol was written by hand, I believe by scribes in the Middle Ages, quote, the upstroke of the D curved over to the left and extended around the A. Eventually, the lower part fused with the A to form one symbol, unquote. So that circle around the A is actually a remnant of the tall part of the letter D. A more recent origin story comes from an Italian history professor who reported that he found an at symbol in a document written by a Florentine merchant in 1536. The sentence reads, quote, there, an amphora, an at, of wine, which is 1/30th of a barrel, is worth 70 or 80 ducats, end quote. Instead of meaning at the price of, the professor says the at was an A that stood for amphora, a measure of volume, that was wrapped in a flowing circle that extended from the letter, something that was common to the script of the time. And regardless of the exact origin of the symbol, we now are more familiar with the commercial at because of technology. A book called Managing Web Usage in the Workplace tells of examining pictures of old typewriters and finding that it was relatively common for the at symbol to be included on the keyboard starting around 1880. Ray Tomlinson first used the at symbol to format an email address using ARPANET in 1971 for a message he sent to himself from one computer to another to test the system. And amusingly, he's repeatedly been quoted as saying he doesn't remember what the message said. It was just some forgettable text message because he didn't think it was a big deal at the time. More recently, if you use Twitter, you know that you indicate a reply to someone by prefacing his or her name with the at symbol. But it wasn't that way in the early days of Twitter. Users started putting at before someone's name to indicate that it was a reply. And then the people at Twitter noticed and wrote it into the system so that when you hit the reply link, it automatically inserts the at symbol. The use of an at symbol before someone's name has raised an interesting question about pronunciation. If the at only indicates that something's a response, do you pronounce it? For example, if you were looking at a tweet addressed to me and reading it out loud, would you say, at Grammar Girl, thanks, I'll check it out? Or simply, Grammar Girl, thanks, I'll check it out? It's something of an open question, but the examples in the newest Associated Press style book seem to indicate that they would say the at, because in writing they refer to a name styled with the at symbol as an at reply, and a mention as an at mention. The use of the indefinite article an instead of a indicates that they're pronouncing the at. And as for the museum acquiring the symbol, it's more of a metaphorical acquisition. Even though it can't be physically owned, they still think it's worth telling the story. So all they mean by acquiring was that they were setting up an exhibit. Thanks again to Betterment for sponsoring the podcast. One of our other Quick and Dirty Tips hosts, Money Girl, tells me she really likes Betterment because it offers users an easy way to invest. No prior investing experience is required. You choose how to allocate your money between two preset baskets, a stock basket and a bond basket. Signing up takes less than 5 minutes, and money can be added or withdrawn at any time without a fee. Users who sign up at betterment.com/grammargirl will receive a $25 account bonus as long as their initial deposit is $250 or more. That's betterment.com/grammargirl. I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of 101 Misused Words You'll Never Confuse Again. And you can find a full transcript of this podcast and a bunch of other great articles about grammar and money and other things at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all. Thanks for listening. Betterment LLC is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are offered by Betterment Securities, an SEC-registered broker-dealer and member FINRA/SIPC. Investments are not FDIC-insured. No bank guarantee. May lose value. Investing in securities involves risk, and there's always the potential of losing money when you invest in securities. Before investing, consider your investment objectives and Betterment's charges and expenses. Not an offer, solicitation of an offer, or advice to buy or sell securities in jurisdictions where Betterment and Betterment Securities are not registered.